The state's third largest nursing home is battling a major coronavirus outbreak. The virus has infected dozens of staff and three-quarters of the residents at the Hillcrest Commons Nursing Home and Rehabilitation Center in Pittsfield. The facility spokeswoman, Lisa Gaudet, says the first case was diagnosed only 3 weeks ago.
This virus takes no prisoners. It is relentless in its pursuit of the next body that it wants to infect.
WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports now on how this nursing home outbreak unfolded.
Well into November, Hillcrest Commons had a perfect record, not a single confirmed coronavirus infection. Its parent company, nonprofit Berkshire Healthcare Systems, puts out daily numbers. Hillcrest Commons was at 000 until November 18th.
By looking at the data, the history of the data, it appears as if, you know, the first positive cases were staff members.
Patricia Farley Bouvier represents Pittsfield in the state legislature. She says after those early cases, the virus exploded within days. It went from 2 residents testing positive to 93 in 1 week. Soon, most residents were infected.
It's 166 residents out of 224. And so that's about a 74% of the facility has tested positive. That's stunning.
And 31 residents have died. Among the staff, 76 have tested positive. It's not clear what the initial spark of the outbreak was.
To know and pinpoint exactly what was the sentinel event, I don't know that we know that.
Berkshire Healthcare spokesperson Lisa Gaudet.
But I think we know that when we see community spread in any community and there are nursing homes in those communities and those workers live in those communities, we then see that translate into the community that our residents live in.
It became clear this spring that a key factor in the many nursing home outbreaks was how much the coronavirus was spreading in the area around a nursing home and where the staff lived. In Pittsfield, coronavirus cases surged last month, just before the Hillcrest Commons outbreak was detected. Dr. Alan Kohlberg chairs the city's Board of Health.
Right around Halloween, there was at least one large party with people who were largely unmasked. And I don't remember exactly how many people at that party contracted the virus, but many did. And they started spreading it to other people in their own social circles.
At least 2 other gatherings inside local restaurants also led to major clusters. Cases in the city skyrocketed, and the virus got in to Hillcrest Commons. Kohlberg can't say for sure whether staff or visitors or both brought it in.
We do know that there are quite a few staffers who had the virus, and the prevailing thinking is that many of these staffers became ill outside the institution as a result of their own social connections and thereafter brought the illness into the facility.
However it got there, the virus ran roughshod over all the infection control measures that were supposed to stop it, like personal protective equipment and hand hygiene. The local paper, the Berkshire Eagle, found Hillcrest Commons got a low 1-star rating from federal regulators, and low quality scores can increase the risk for infections. But Lisa Gaudet from Berkshire Healthcare says the facility has repeatedly passed recent state inspections to check for proper defenses against the coronavirus.
Their last infection control survey before their outbreak was in July by the State Department of Health. They were deficiency-free on it. They had another one last week, same thing. So their practices are tight.
How, then, to explain how the virus ripped through Hillcrest Commons?
I think I don't have a great answer for that because I think it's the same answer that we are all grappling with across the state is why is this spreading so quickly, so fast?
State Rep. Patricia Farley Bouvier says she and others are continuing to seek answers about what went wrong at Hillcrest Commons. She says she's very concerned about Hillcrest.
At the same time, I'm concerned about the residents, their family, and the staff at the next nursing home.
Farley Bouvier posted about the outbreak on her Facebook page this week, and some relatives of residents wrote that they were frightened for their loved ones. WBUR reached out to them, but so far none has responded. Some commenters wanted people held responsible, while others warned against trying to shame and blame. Lisa Gaudette from Berkshire Healthcare calls for support for the staff members who walk through the doors every day despite the risk and who suffer personal losses when residents they care for sicken and die.
Maybe that's what the pandemic has taught us, is that we need to be there for each other in our greatest moment of need. And for our residents and our staff at Hillcrest, it's now.
Gaudette says the Hillcrest Commons outbreak appears to have turned the corner. New cases are down to a trickle. But another of the company's facilities is experiencing an outbreak. At Kimball Farms Nursing Care Center in nearby Lenox, dozens of people have been infected and 8 residents have died. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.